Hello and welcome to the Oxcast Extra. I'm in Debus OX4 and I have the pleasure of talking to photographer, chip shop owner and all-round Oxford legend, Kazim Hakimi.
Thank you. You're too kind. Pleasure is mine.
It's nice to be here. So Kazim, you'll be exhibiting work at Modern Art Oxford and the Old Fire Station in the next couple of months, which I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Thank you. You're kind.
I'm going to start, if I may, with a quotation about photography and what it should be. It says, capturing everyday life without disturbing the natural flow of events.
Oh, yes, yes. I say that, don't I?
Good. I'm glad I got that right.
That's one of my sayings, yes.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I appreciate about your portraiture. It's very non-invasive and letting people be who they are.
Yes.
And getting that across. I just wonder if you could tell us about how you got started in photography and what you feel the medium can do that other media don't really get to do.
I think photography found me, really. I just got interested in it since childhood.
Yes.
My dad used to take photos and he gave me his camera and I started taking photographs of family and friends, and I found it really amazing. You take a picture, take the filming, and the next minute you see things coming out as images. I mean, it's an amazing thing. The process of photography is amazing. And also, it captures moments that you would otherwise miss. Or even if you didn't miss, you wouldn't be able to look at it again. But if you capture it, that second, that moment, you can always go back to it.
Yeah.
And so it's like keeping, preserving it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So that's how I got interested in photography. And then I was always interested in film. When I was young, I used to go to cinema once a week with my dad, without fail.
Okay.
And I had a wonderful time. So image of film and photography, the love of it grew in my heart, I think. We have had a few painters in my family.
Okay.
So, my dad's family, they're all artists. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm not an artist, but I'm interested in art.
Yeah. And were they portrait painters as well, or all kinds?
My dad's aunt was very good. She did everything. She could do anything you want. She did portraits. She was very good portrait. Scenery, whatever. Silkwork, cooking, sweets.
Wow, absolutely all right.
Everything.
Yeah. A Renaissance woman.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Okay. And I hear your obsession with film took some of your time when you were studying civil engineering. Does that
Right
as well?
I wanted to do photography, but my dad said that's not a proper subject, so go and do some engineering. So I went to Oxford Poly and was doing civil engineering, yeah? And then I used to Skype and go to the photography department to have a look and so on. So it was good fun. And afterwards, when I finished my civil engineering, I went and studied photography at Richmond Upon Thames College.
Okay.
In Twickenham. But I mean, you learn technical things there. But I think you need an eye to develop your eye, the way you see. And that comes with practice and observation, and also you have to develop a knack, or you must have a knack, I don't know. But I think it's very difficult to learn how to take photographs. It's technical things you can learn, but you have to practice. And
sure. And it's very much about just waiting for the right moment. And
right moment, yes, of course it's very important, yeah. Right, whatever you want to achieve, you have to anticipate the thought of it. What am I going to achieve by taking photo? What do I want from the photograph I'm going to take?
Okay.
Obviously, you have to. But there's an element of luck in photography as well. It's a lot of luck as well. So, you know, if all the conditions are favorable, you know, what you expect, anticipate happens. And too many things. The film is okay, doesn't get ruined. Or, so too many things. But so, it's exciting.
So what you've been capturing in the OX4 project,
The OX4 project, it was a personal project, really, but I did just it for myself. I originally wanted to have an album of my customers who are like my friends, because I've been here so long. So they are all my friends, really. I don't look at them like my customers only, you know. It's nice to come to work and see my friends. It's just like an outing, so it makes it lovely. And many of them during these years have moved away, or some of them passed away, God bless them. So I just wanted to preserve them for myself. The only way I could do it is take photographs. Yeah, that's one reason I did it. The second reason is I saw the variety of characters, people, background, of different backgrounds, religions, colors, whatever, beliefs, whatever. It's just really nice. And I thought it's such a nice place, yeah, in East Oxford. And let me gather all these sort of people together and, you know, I put them together and show maybe one day in a book, so for people to see how lovely these characters are. Very often people pass in the streets and they see these characters, or they see each other, but they just miss each other, the beauty of each other, you know. But because they come and talk to me, and I take time to talk to them, we both, so I have time for them and they have time for me, I see the good side of everybody. I see their beautiful characters. So I was trying to bring the characters out in the pictures, what they show me, what I know of them, the relationship, friendship, the relationship we have. And then I was hoping that people, by looking at these pictures, will grasp that quality. And next time they see any of these people passing by in the street, they remember that quality, and then they look at them with my eyes, my vision. Okay. Something like that, you know?
And I guess that maybe covers, but certainly it leads on to my next question of people going to Modern Art Oxford and Dole Fire Station who perhaps haven't did spend much time in OX4. So what view of Oxford do you think they will see at the exhibition?
You know, Oxford, that this is multicultural, character. We have all sorts of people here. It's not only the university. I mean, university plays a very big part in existence of the city, of course. But now the city has grown bigger.
Yeah.
And there are other things happening. There are other sorts of people who are doing different things. And it takes all sorts of people to make the community work, you know? You need all sorts of people.
Yeah.
And in a rose garden, you have different colored roses. None is better than the other one. They're all beautiful. So you can enjoy all of them.
So, taking a slightly different tack.
Yeah, go on.
How do people respond when you suggest?
Mostly favorably. Picture?
Yeah.
Mostly very favorably. They know me, so I know, they know I'm not going to do anything bad with their photos anyway. So, in the beginning, obviously, when people didn't know the projects, what's going on, I used to just say, come with me, please. They said, where are we going? I said, come to the back.
Okay.
And I used to take them, snap it fast, take the picture. I said, let me take a picture of it. They said, what for? I said, don't worry, it's for me.
Okay.
And it was for me. It was for my collection, for my friend album. And I would do it within a minute maximum, because we would have to come back. People waiting or food cooking. So, of course, I don't have the luxury of time. So we would do it, and then I would explain while they were waiting here what I'm doing after I've taken the picture. So they wouldn't have time to act or pose different to what they are with me or as usual. You understand?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or if they were nervous, I would talk to them, and when they would be as I know them, then I would snap.
Right.
You see, so like that. And generally, I think the difference with these photos and some other photographs, of portrait photographs, is that these are taken with my heart, really.
Yeah.
I know I've used an instrument to capture it, but when my heart was saying, now, that's him, I love him, or love her, that's the person I love, I know, that's how I know this person, then I snap it. You see what I'm saying?
I see.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think art is something that you should do with your heart. It's important to put your heart into it. If you don't, if you just do it for commercial or glory and all these rubbish things, it's not the same. It might look beautiful if you're a very good craftsman, but there is something missing. But now people are too hurry, in too much hurry, and they don't have time. And worse than that, they don't have time for each other. I mean, that's very important. You must have time for people.
I'm seeing now, actually, more how you capture, maybe going back to the quotation at the start of capturing everyday life, that your work is done very much in the flow of your relationship with people. Anyway, it's very much grounded in reality, and we see how you see them.
And that comment, which I made without disturbing what's happening, I used to do a lot of, I mean, I still sometimes do, street photography.
Yes.
Capturing what's happening and moment in time to tell a story, and but without interfering, without being noticed. That's what I mean, okay?
Yes.
So obviously this one, people notice me because it's obvious. I'm straight in front of them. But in this case, obviously I try to make it natural and it flows. But in the street photography, I was trying to be invisible. That's what I meant there.
No. Yeah.
But in this one, obviously I wasn't invisible. But I was there, but as a trusted friend. So in that sense, maybe I became invisible.
Okay.
Because I hope to show you my reflection. Some of these portraits are my own reflection of what I see in that person, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, there's always an element of yourself in your work, in one's work, I think.
I wonder if I might refer back to the project from which that comes. It's from An Eye for Iran.
Is that
the book where I found and I saw some of your work in that. I wonder how a project like the UX4 project might have been different, what would have been the same had you undertaken it in Iran.
Well, probably would be similar. Yeah, in Iran, obviously, it depends where I am. We wouldn't have as many different variety of people from different places.
Okay.
Because we don't have so many people from different countries living there, obviously. So that would have been a major difference. But, I mean, somewhere like Oxford is multicultural, international place, isn't it? Everybody comes to this place. In Iran, mostly Iranians would be in the picture, yeah.
Yes, the work in that book is all black and white. Very beautiful, classic in a way.
Thank you.
And I enjoy the contrast between those photographs and the ones in the UX4 project. I can't imagine this one in black and white because everyone
comes across
so colourfully.
Yeah, that's why I did it in colour.
And the same white background behind everyone just kind of emphasises that even more.
Yeah, I didn't want any distraction, just the person in the photograph. And my challenge to myself was, look, I'm not going anywhere, I'm here. I have one white ball and one 50mm lens. How many compositions can I make in the same place of different people that would be interesting for me? So that was a challenge for me as well. And also because I want to show concentrate on the character of the person in the picture, so there's no distraction behind or anything else, just them.
Yeah.
The important person, the thing in the picture is the person. Nothing else matters for me. And I haven't named them or said any information about them because we don't need to know those things, really. We take everybody as they are and I accept everybody as they are. And I hope they take me as I am.
I think that compassionate view comes across definitely in there.
That's what we're trying to do.
Great. So the exhibition is open from the 2nd of May to the 2nd of July. And also there's an element of projecting the photographs in modern art Oxford. Is that right?
Oh, yes. They've been really kind to me. As well as the modern art Oxford and the old fire station showing, I think, 20-odd pictures in each, 25. Modern art Oxford has kindly said that they would project another extra 100 portraits of mine on the wall in another exhibition called Future Knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, in the middle two gallery. It starts from 20th of May to 25th of June.
Okay, so you'll be occupying.
So I'm really happy. And the projection, so it's good. So that will keep people happy.
Exactly. And you'll be all over the gallery.
Well, let's hope so.
Or at least the residents of OX4 will be all over the gallery.
So that's good. So I'm really happy. I'm really chuffed. I'm very grateful to them.
That's great. So the exhibition is open from the 2nd of May at Modern Art Oxford. Kazim, it's been a joy to speak to you.
Thank you. Pleasure meeting you.